Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat. And if my throat's a little raspy, I have been preaching a lot.
Yes, you have.
And we have not slept very much. We slept 3 hours and what,
30
minutes?
Open your eyes when you say that.
And had to get here to do this boardroom chat.
Yeah, we didn't want to miss this.
Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. I mean, we were running last night and preaching this glorious gospel, and God is so good. So, Kathy, how you feeling?
I feel great.
You look good. My yeah. left, a woman ain't got no sleep. That's pretty good. Praise the Lord. She came with me last
Don't
night.
Don't do a close-up.
Don't do a close-up. Praise. Anyway, I'm glad she did. It was such a blessing of the Lord. I want you to go with me to the book of Joshua because, you know, people ask me constantly because of the anointing of increase that's on my life. It seems like everything you touch prospers. Well, that's true. And I know that sounds arrogant. But it's not, because it's simply the truth. But there's a reason why. It's not because I have more faith in you in any way, shape, or form, because I don't. But I might have a little more obedience. You've heard me say that before. Mm-hmm. I just prefer to obey, you see.
Yeah.
And when you obey God's word comes to pass. One thing I've learned about God, and you can take the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He does the same thing all the time.
Yes.
In other words, he tells you to do certain things, and they work past, present, and future.
Right.
I mean, they're constant.
He can be relied upon.
And you know, and I want to go to Joshua chapter 1. And this, when I first read this, and I've talked about this before, but I want to go a different angle on it.
Okay.
The book of Joshua chapter 1. You know, Moses passed away. And you talk about a great man, the lawgiver.
Right.
So they were mourning him for a few days. Now, you would think, you know, that God would say, you know, everybody, you know, they miss Moses, you know, and all that kind of stuff like that.
Nobody
knows the trouble I'm seeing, you know. And all of a sudden, God's got vision on his mind.
Right.
And look what he says. And how he said it was kind of straightforward. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, here's verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead.
Yeah.
What y'all doing? Good. I'm glad you remember. Now get up and cross this Jordan.
Yeah.
I got things to do.
Right.
Now, I thought he could have said it a little easier, you know, maybe lighten it up a little bit, but he didn't, because God is serious about what he wants
done. Yeah, I'm looking at my Dake's notes here, and it says that perhaps the 30 days of mourning of that was around that time, probably it took about 30 days, which was the traditional time, but after, take 30 days, but after that, come on, let's get
go.
Going.
Let's go. Move.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times people say, why do you do so much? I got to cross the Jordan.
There's a plan.
There's a plan, and you got to just go with it and go with it and go with it. And I mean, that's sincere. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, you got to understand something here. Moses has some pretty big shoes to fill.
Right.
So you know what Joshua did? He didn't try to fill them.
Right.
What he did was what God told him to do. God had to get pretty straight with him, because a lot of times people will stay in the past and live in the past all their life.
Right.
When the past never sees the future. And he said, look, there's a promised land you're going to have to fight for. Every place you put your foot, I'm going to give it to you, but you got to walk.
Right.
See, that's verse 3.
Place... Moses was the lawgiver, but Joshua was the commander, the
battle. He was a warrior.
A warrior.
Yeah, and then we said, start walking, because everywhere you walk, I'm going to give it to you.
But he didn't just start afresh. He's built on what Moses did.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Because he had, we're going to read that coming in the next few verses of what he did.
Well, every person's work is a continuation.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It just has to go on.
It does.
Because God is everlasting. And if you really think about it, so is everybody else that's born again. We are eternal beings. Yes, this flesh may die, but the spirit lives on forever and ever. But then yet, God will take the flesh that died and raise it.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what God will do. He's going to connect everything and make it right. But I want to get back to the word success. But just how do you do what you do? I mean, how can you do in 48 years of full-time ministry, you've heard me say it, never had a financial deficit. And people say, man, I just can't see how that can happen. But it's true. Let me show you why. I'm going to switch over to verse 8. This is a very important verse here. He says this in verse 8. You could call the book of the law the word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That's number one. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's number two. that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. You got to know what's in there so you can observe it. That's number right. three. For then, now that's the two most important words in that verse. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hmm. Now, the reason why, if you think I'm a successful individual, is because I do this. It takes discipline to do that. It takes discipline to preach and fly all the way across the United States. Watch this. Fly back and get home at 3 o'clock in the morning, hit the bed, got to be back. Had to be up at 6. I got up at 6:30 or 6:40. People are already coming to my house to do some stuff. Come over here, do this boardroom chat. As soon as I finish this boardroom chat, go to the office, do some paperwork, and then head out again on the plane to preach another meeting. And people say, all at work, it's the work that you do that makes this all come to pass. No, what makes it happen is the word of God doesn't depart from my mouth. Mm. You see, in other words, but if you don't know what to say, if you're not reading the word, then you're not going to know what to say. You see, this is more than going to church on Sunday morning. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a religious monk. I think there's time that you should enjoy yourself and have fun. But if you want to be a good success, you want to make your way prosperous. These things work today just like they did for Joshua thousands of years ago. And think about that for a minute. So I put the word of God in my heart and it comes out of my mouth. So when Satan tries to attack me, or like this morning, I got up, my body goes, "Ooh, no, son, lay your old self down." I say, "Shut up. In the name of Jesus, rise." Keep your eyes open and walk. Praise God. There's work to be done.
You know why? Because your word means something.
Oh, yes, it does.
You said you'd be a place. You said you'd do a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, and when you believe your word, it's easier to believe God's word. You
know,
because a lot of people, when they don't keep their word, that's why they don't expect God or anyone else to keep His word.
And when you see what I'm talking about, that's how you become successful in life. Now, when people hear the word success, the first thing you think of is money.
Yeah.
Well, money is only one small facet of success.
It's an important facet.
A very important part, because we live in an economic world.
Exactly.
Now, in heaven, you won't need it. And yet, there'll be so much wealth around you in heaven. Gold streets, diamond, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby, pearly gates, beautiful landscaping, tree of life, fruit, eating, blessing. I mean, beyond human reasoning. But to get there, you have to do something here. And I've always said this, what you do here determines what you will be and what you'll do when you get there. So you want to be successful in life. And I think everybody does. And there's not a thing wrong with that. Then you have to, let me read it again, that the word of God, the book of the law, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Last night I'm flying home, it's past 12. I mean, it's about like 1:15 in the morning as I'm flying, because I had to cross the United States last night. Anybody, make a long story short, I was meditating on the word. I was meditating, what should I do today? What am I going to do this? Meditating on the word. And then I just began to speak to myself. And I decided, normally I get up at about 6:30, or 6 o'clock, and I get up and, you know, if I've had a good night's rest or something like that, and do my daily devotion. Well, I did my daily devotion at 1 a.m. This morning, because I was flying. I said, well, since I'm up, I might as well do my devotion. See what I'm saying? So me and God had a nice little conversation, and it was a blessing of the Lord. See, that's what I mean by staying with the word. The word will literally open doors that no man can shut and close doors that no man can open.
I like that.
And when you understand what I'm talking about. Now, why did you go all over there and come back? Because the Lord sent me.
Right.
The Lord sent me. Now, I've been running. We had a little update, was it a week or so ago, about our Australia tour.
Right.
Oh, and I want to make this announcement. I'm coming to London. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Around,
I think it's June the 30th.
June the 30th.
It's a Sunday,
and I'm really excited
a
about
morning.
That. I mean, people say, why don't you rest yourself? Man, we got to go. You understand?
Yeah, we're going to put details in future posts.
And all kinds of different things that are happening. So, and it's to preach this glorious gospel. He said, go in the world and preach. This is what I do.
Right.
You know, in all my 48 years of ministry, I've stayed within my lane. I have a church here. We built it, but I don't pastor it. Kathy does. I am what I call a traveling ministry. That plane is my holies of holies, my think tank. when me and God come together and we talk about a lot of different things going on, or what he wants me to do, when he wants me to do it, where he wants me to do it, and how he wants me to do it, and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you know, because a lot of times the Lord said, what would you like for me to do today? Well, the first thing I do to impress him, if you want to use the word impress, is quote his word. Quote his word. So I asked him last night, when I laid down, I said, I got to get up in just a very few. I asked you to put a lot of sleep in these 3 hours and 40 minutes. And he did. I mean, he did. I mean, and then when I finish all this, I'm going to go do some more work and then head out again. Now, and then I'm going to rest myself. I am going to try to take a nap or something like that if I can, either here or on the plane going to the next location. But when he said, if you want to be successful, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Right.
Well, how do you make your way prosperous? By keeping the word of God.
Right.
I noticed the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is, you know, you go make your coffee and all that kind of stuff. But you sit down and you open up
the
scripture.
I'll prepare, right, to sit.
And immediately, that's a signal to me not to talk to Kathy at all. Because she's about ready to do a devotion. Last night, flying on the plane, I looked over there, and there she's got her iPad or whatever, computer open up, preparing for tonight for you to preach somewhere, wherever you're going to preach. And I mean, we're just constantly doing these things. See, that's what it's all about. And when you understand that God's word is so true, and guess what? You'll get blessed. And I'm going to tell you what I did. There was about at least 1,500 people there last night. They wanted to give me an offer.
On Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Well, that's right, because I'm taping this. That's right. And then watch this. The Lord said, give all the money away. I said, I'm yours to command. And I gave it to a minister and his wife. The place went crazy. They can't believe it. Gave that. They must have had how many? 15 buckets of full.
Yeah.
Give it to them. Well, Bernadette, what about all the expenses? What about it? Cost you a lot of money to fly all the way across the United States. Yes, it does. Well, you're not worried about it? No, he didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for it. Now, the reason why I can believe that and do that is because you don't let the word of God depart out of your mouth.
Right.
You meditate therein day and night, knowing that, my God, that what you sow, you will reap. Now, the Bible says some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. I love that in Mark chapter 4.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed the word some. That means I got a choice. So great to have 30-fold. Great to have 60. But if you got a choice, why wouldn't you take 100-fold? That's not greed. It's your right and your prerogative to make the choice.
Right.
I mean, Moses said, the Lord told me, he said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Why wouldn't you choose life?
Right.
You'd be surprised how many people choose death. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed at that. That's how you stay prosperous.
Yeah.
That's how you become prosperous. That's how you stay prosperous. And watch this, to such a degree that your prosperity will go over into your children's children.
Right.
That's why God said a good man leave an inheritance, you know, for his children's children. What do you think about what I'm saying today?
I like that. In fact, I wrote a possible title for today, if you want to go with this, and God's three-step plan for good success.
And what's the first part?
The three-step is the word of God has to be in your mouth.
Right.
Then you have to meditate on it day and night. That means it's in your heart.
Right.
And then number three, you observe to do it. So those three things are so important. And Deuteronomy chapter 30 talks about the word of God being in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria Copeland always preached on how the word has to be in two places, in your heart and in your mouth.
That's right.
And when it's there, when it's in your heart and in your mouth, then you can do all these other things. You can observe and do all the word that he says in his word.
And it's a double-edged sword. The word of God's a sword. It's not in your hand. It's in your mouth when you speak. You see what I'm saying? Now, there are other double-edged swords, but the Bible said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Right.
So there are other two-edged swords, but the word of God is sharper than any of them.
I like the way you say that one side cuts the devil, the other side cuts you.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Because the word of God does clean us up. It prepares us. It shows us things that are not in line with God's word so that we can make course corrections so that we can have that good success.
Right.
The only way that you can know what God wants is to read his word. When you understand what's his will, and you know that from his word of God, because his word is his will, then you can order your life accordingly and walk toward the promise. This is why he wanted...
I like the way you say you can order your life.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a great statement. See, in other words, instead of life ordering you,
reminds me of when
you
we
order
go,
it.
When we go to get a cheeseburger or something, they say, well, how do you want that? Do you want it medium well? Or you want it
right.
raw? I mean, we like it medium well. Do you want mayonnaise? You want ketchup? You want do you want what kind
and
of condiments you want on
it? Yes.
Yes. No onions, please.
And she likes a big piece of meat.
I'll get the onion, but I'll have him put it on the side because he always eats half of my food. I call him the seagull. I never know when he's going to swoop in
and get. But I pay for all of it.
And get a part of it's still mine.
I know.
And I'm just extending mercy to you.
How many times you have stuck your fork in my plate?
Very few.
Kathy, you're on television. Well, don't lie. Let me cast that devil out. In the name.
I don't have no devil. We keep your theology straight.
I understand. Well, you understand.
Born again believers do not have devils. I don't care what people told you.
You should have seen her
but
last
night. But I'm
still
talking about
you. You should have seen her last night. She ordered a piece of salmon. No, I'm interrupting you. And she put a little bit in my plate. She threw a big chunk in hers.
Oh, no. You got the biggest chunk.
Oh, did I get the biggest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord.
She got the biggest appetite. You worked. Oh, I just sat
you know
like you said.
You eat more than
I
do. It's just that you don't gain as much weight as I do.
I
just gave you a nice
agree.
Compliment. I just
no,
lied.
You
I just lied.
You cut my guts out. Let's be nice.
I know. We're going to be nice.
Nice.
We hadn't slept much, ladies. You know what I'm saying? So if I want to make my way of good success and live another day.
I was talking about making an order. you're talking about getting
yes.
on the subject.
Yes. Go ahead.
Ordering your life. All right. It's comparable to ordering a cheeseburger. I must be hungry.
You
decide all the things you want specifically. Have it your way. I think Burger King said it that way.
Did it?
You can
that.
Have it your way.
The beef.
We say, that's Wendy's.
Oh, that's Wendy's. I don't know which one it is.
Have it your way. I think we say have it Yahweh.
Yahweh, yeah, there you go.
Way.
That's a good word. That praises the Lord. And that is true.
But
have
you
it
can
Yahweh.
Order your life around. You can decide what you keep in your life. You can decide whether you want to keep love, peace, joy, or if you want to be in turmoil and grief and strife. It's a choice you make every day when you get up. We made a choice even though our choice was not determined about how many hours of sleep we got. It's determined about what kind of quality of life
Amen.
We want for ourselves and for our family and for our staff, our ministry, our partners.
Now,
so,
and the
it's
reason why to do this, because you have destiny and destination. That's what Joshua said. God said, now, son.
You got somewhere to go.
Prepare the people.
They had a promised land.
We're crossing
inherit.
This Jordan. You understand? Tell them to get everything ready. I don't care if the water's wet. I don't care if you got to get your feet wet.
There was
We're crossing this
right,
Jordan.
And there was not just crossing the Jordan. There were enemies on the other side of that Jordan.
Well,
there were land people that had to be dispossessed, means they had to be kicked out because it really didn't belong to them. They were there illegally. That land was promised to Abraham and his descendants. And
well,
they were
first
going
thing, first,
after their land of milk and honey.
God created the planet so he can give the land to whoever he wants.
And he did.
Whether you think you have a right to it or not, the planet belongs to God Almighty. The Bible said, the heavens, even the heaven of the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. So he gave it to us so we could rule and reign here.
Right.
You see what I'm trying to say? But when you understand this, I want to go back to that prosperity part. Make your way prosperous and you have good success. See, some people are prosperous, but they're not successful. Some people are successful, but they're not prosperous.
Good success.
Yeah.
And you
There's
know,
a
the,
vast difference.
The first...
I know some very wealthy people that are the most miserable
right.
people you ever seen because they don't know the Lord.
You know, Jesse, a
you
lot
know,
of
amazing.
People, a lot of people are afraid of this word success, so especially if they're in the church.
Right.
But this word success that you see in the Bible here in Joshua chapter 1 was the first time the word success is mentioned in the Bible. I did study on this years ago, and it was said by God.
Amen.
God spoke these words. This was instructions to Joshua and anyone after him that'll follow these same instructions will get what he got. He was a
you better
success
know it.
Going somewhere to succeed.
That's correct.
He really did a great job.
And when God does these things, see, this is how you want to build a ministry? I heard someone tell me that before yesterday, I want a ministry. Ah, good. God wants to give you one. But he's not going to drop a grape in your mouth. You better get ready to go to work. Because let me tell you something about ministry. If you truly do it right, you'll work harder than you've ever worked in your entire life.
Yeah.
Because the destiny of that ministry is to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. That's one of our slogans here at Jesse the Planet's Ministry,
yeah.
See, at JDM. We reach people. We touch them. One soul at a time. I don't care how big. I tell all my staff, I have what we call partner care. I call it partner services. People calling constantly. on the phone, different thing, that, you know, doing all kinds of different things. And I tell my staff, listen, if you pick up that phone and you're talking to someone, remember in the back of that person's mind you're talking to, they're talking to me because you represent me. So represent what I believe. Represent what the Word of God has to say. And you know what? And we got some great and wonderful people that do a marvelous job in that. And, you know, they take some pretty hard questions. And then some they can't answer, so it comes to me or something like that. And then not long ago, I walked in, sat down, put the earphones on, and people were calling in. I said, hello, how y'all doing? What can I do for you today? You sound like Jesse Prince. I am Jesse. No, you not. Yes, I am. No, you not. Argue. I don't know who I am. You know, it was just such a blessing. And I do that several times. Why? Because people are worth it. See, and that's what you see, because the vision of God is to go in the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Every creature.
Right.
He don't care how old you are. He don't care how young you are. He says, go. Moses, my servant, is dead. Hmm. Good Lord. Now get up. Because we got a place to go and we have something to do. That's how you become prosperous. And you make a way, you make your way a good success, because it's the Word of God is the foundation
right.
of everything
it's
we do.
It's good
here.
To remember the past, but you can't live in the past
no.
and go where you want to go.
That's right.
You have to keep your eyes focused on the future.
Yeah, and I find a lot of time if you focus on your priority, which is the future, you eliminate all your confusion, you don't get disturbed as much about what's happening in the world. You know, people are always asking, boy, you know what the Biden administration did? You know, with this and that, and you know, boy, did you hear about Hamas? And did you hear about, you know, Israel and how some people, man, the kids are rioting in the schools and things of that nature? I heard, I didn't hear it. I didn't put no faith in it. I heard it. It's common sense coming out. But you know what? I know how to change all that and fix all that. Get people born again and saved. Get people touched by the Word of the living God. And you know what? You will be a success going somewhere to succeed, as you said earlier. And that's what I'm talking about. This what made Joshua the man that he was. God prepared him all those years with Moses to do this.
Right.
To meditate on the Word of God. Don't let it depart from your mouth. And have a place to go and something to do in every area of your life. You know, people ask about retirement all the time. And but I find a lot of people that retire, they don't last very long. You know, because they don't do nothing anymore. They just sit there and look at the four walls. Now, if you're a person that retired and you're moving, and there's some people that are so wonderful, and they, you know, and they go, well, you know, I'm gonna go to the old folks home, just bless them. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do whatever. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, they just begin to perk up and just do some marvelous and wonderful things. But I'm gonna tell you something about retirement, and you can retire, but you shouldn't be on limited income. See, you did all you could do to save money so you could have what you call your golden years, whatever they call that. What about the Lord? Why don't you plant your seed and live off your giving instead of your living? You see what I'm saying? Because you will never spend it all, because you're sowing and you're constantly reaping. Boom, boom. See, people have adopted God's act or God's way of giving, but they haven't adopted God's act or God's way of receiving. You see what I'm saying? And when you understand that, yeah, you know, it's great to set money aside and do those things, and good, I believe in that. But you know what? There's more to that, because that will eventually just, you'll suck it dry. But you can't suck the Word of God dry, because it's constantly rejuvenating and replenishing and doing things that are just beyond human reasoning. So that's why I tell a lot of people, you know, and I've had some people come to say, you know, I mean, I'm gonna have to go back to work. I said, well, do you want to go? Well, not really. Okay. Well, let's do something now to increase that. Yeah, but I don't have the job. I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about meditating on the Word of God, that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. Not according to the economy of the United States or France or wherever you may live, but according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Well, what about the mountains of life? I say to the mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast in the sea, and not doubt in my heart. I believe those things what I say shall come to pass. I shall have whatsoever I say it. See, all the promises of God are yea and amen, which means yes, and so be it. That's spiritually, physically, and financially. I'm going to say kind of a strong statement. No one should, especially born again, that are givers, should ever run out of money. Should never. None. I don't care how long you live. I'm telling you, if you keep this word of God and meditate on it day and night, you'll be taken care of as a young person. You'll be taken care of as an old person. And if Jesus tarries, you go by the way of the grave, you'll leave an inheritance for your children's children. What do you think about that?
I like it, but, you know, I still believe it's the third part is you have to observe to do the word.
Yes.
Because you meditate, the word has to be in your mouth.
Well, but I had also to leave a point for you to talk on.
And you know what? I think even in old age, it's good to have work to do. I mean,
oh, yes.
You could always have a part-time job. God
sure.
will give you things to do. Maybe you can do something creatively, sell something. There's a way for you, in a practical way, to get income and into
well,
your
sure.
house. We're not talking about letting it just fall from the sky and
no.
sitting back doing nothing. I remember you told a young man one day how he didn't want to work. He says, I'm just believing by faith. And you said, young man, if your faith won't work without a job.
He told me this. He said, man, I just want God to do that. I said, boy.
Go get a job.
He said, he didn't want a job. He said, if your faith won't work, if your faith doesn't work with a job, what makes you think your faith is going to work without a job? In other words, just lazy. Get up. Go do something. You see what I'm saying? I mean, Joshua could have said, well, I'm going to just sit on this side of the Jordan, and he would have never possessed the land. You got to get up and go do something. That's how you make your way a good success. I'll never forget one time a man stopped here. This is probably 30 years ago, maybe 40. He said, but Jess, I need some money. I said, man, I got some. Boy, his eyes lit up red. I said, you need something from me and I need something from you. He said, well, what's that? And next door to my property, I own 5 acres of land. Well, the ministry owns 5 acres. I said, I got one of them John Deere tractors. I want you to cut that grass. Now, I'm not talking about pushing with a lawnmower. I'm talking about a nice John Deere tractor at night. Oh, he said, I didn't come here to cut grass. I said, I didn't come here to give you money. You see, this boy is wanting something for nothing. He thought, well, since he's a man, he's got a church or something, we got to do it. No. See, they tried that with Jesus, too. He fed them twice. Then he said, I'm not doing that no more because you follow me for the fish and the loaves. Uh-uh. You don't take advantage of the goodness and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, he didn't like that. And I ain't seen him since.
Right. And God wired,
and that's all right.
God wired us this way to be productive, to have something to do and to, you know, be
sure.
industrious.
And it's just such a blessing. So I want you prosperous today. And the way to do that, and I'm going to read that verse again. It's verse 8 of Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law, you can say the Bible, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Amen.
So don't get mad at me if I got good success. I'm just doing this. And I will do it all the days of my life if Jesus tarries.
Right.
I mean, and if I go by the way to heaven by the way of the grave or the rapture of the church. And that's another thing, man. Some people say, I don't believe in the rapture. Well, stay here. Do what you got to do. Jessica going out on the first load. Y'all can do whatever you want to do. But I made up my mind. I'm going to keep the word of God forefront. My Lord, I'm going to meditate on it like I was doing when I was flying home.
Yep.
And then I said, man.
I'm going to observe and do.
Observe
that's
and do.
That's the three-step plan for good
then,
success.
Those two words.
That's right.
You make your way prosperous.
And you have
good success.
And the verse before it and the verse after, it talks about being strong and very courageous.
That's right.
He says, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. Verse 9, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. When you know that God is going with you, he gives you a strength.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. And you know that from reading his word.
We're talking to somebody here today.
That's right.
You know, God told us to say this. And you know, it's time for you to get it up. We say it in South Louisiana, suck it up. Come on, man. Get up. Suck it up. Let's go. You know what I mean? We got to move on this
thing. Be strong and of good. That's the Cajun version of
suck
be
it up.
Strong and of good courage. Suck it up.
Yeah. And it works. And it just does.
You didn't know we spoke Cajun?
Yeah.
You know, suck it up.
Yeah. I'll give you an idea. You want a good Cajun dialect. If you're not from South Louisiana and you in church and you want prayer, you walk up to the front and you say, I'd like you to lay your hands on me and pray for me. I'm not feeling well. Now, if you're in Pointe-aux-Chenes, the Isle of Little Jean Charles, Cocodrie, Montagu. These are real places. And you're a true Cajun, you talk like that. I'm going to tell you something. You say it like this. I'm going to tell you something. Brought yourself up here. I'm going to pass my hand on your forehead. You ain't heard a word I just said. You have no idea. You know what that means? Come up here. We're going to lay our hands on your head and pray for you. But that kid says, I'm going to tell you something. Brought yourself over here. I'm going to lay my hands on your forehead, you know? And I tell you, a kid just said, I'm going to pass by your house. He's not passing by. He's going to stop. He's coming over. He's coming to your house, not passing by. But that's how a Cajun think. And it just works. And if a Cajun think you're cocky, they say it like this. I'm going to throw you something. He think himself. Now, to most people, they have no idea what they're talking about. But people love me to talk Cajun. They say, man, because, you know, that's my family. And
you
your
know,
family
you,
is
you
just as bad.
You have an accent. You don't have to force it. It's there already.
It's there already.
Yeah, it's already there.
And Kathy's mother speaks fluent French.
Yeah.
And Miss May, she can cuss you in French and in English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ooh, man. You know, she said, I'm going to throw you something here. That means they're going to tell you
they
something.
They didn't speak French around us because they wanted to hide some things,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
But I remember one phrase my mother used to say a lot, and it was, pour l'amour de Dieu. And I never knew what that was for a while. Then I realized I got the interpretation of it one day.
What did it say?
For the love of God.
How long was it?
We must have done something. Pour l'amour de Dieu.
We were all Catholic. If something disturbed us, Jesus. Jesus, Mary Joseph.
I didn't hear that growing up.
I heard it all the time.
Bon Dieu, which means good God. That was another exasperating moment. She said, bon Dieu.
Hallelujah.
Dieu is God.
So let me tell you something. I'm making it funny right here at the end because we're about ready to go off. Is I want you successful.
Yes.
So do this.
Do the God's three-step plan for good success.
And you will be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. I mean that sincerely.
Yes, keep the word in your mouth, meditate it on it in your heart. That way you can observe to do it, and you can have good success.
You know, we didn't say one testimony. We got enough time? Would you mind if we just do one testimony or so?
Well, people are watching from everywhere. Emma says, watching from South Africa. Eric says, greetings from your partners here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Thank you for spreading the word of God.
Why don't you talk about the one that says Vern? I like that
name. I'm going to get there.
Hello, Vern.
Lisa says, blessings from Spain. Emma says, love to catch you live. Blessings from Sweden.
Praise God.
Melvin says, you guys work so hard. Well done from Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
And Kim says, we
the
love
Republic
you.
Republic of Ireland.
Watching from New Zealand, Kim.
Auckland? Christ
yes. God. And this one, Redonia, says, I became a partner with JDM yesterday.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate that. And here we are at Vern. Vern says, blessings to you both.
Don't you just like the name Vern?
Vern.
There's something about Vern.
Maybe it's short for Vernon. I don't know.
Let us know.
Because this is a repeat. This is another follow-up. So this is Vern from Illinois to give you an update. Hi, Vern.
Hello, Vern.
It says, since I made a commitment to give to your ministry instead of buying a quick pick ticket, remember, it seems that like they just keep sending me emails about playing. Every time they do, I just send more to JDM. Also, my blessings have increased a lot since I started. You guys take care of yourselves. It's instructions.
I appreciate that, Vern.
We need to do that, Vern.
What a blessing of God. If you'd like to be a partner, that's what they're talking about. We'd love to have you. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Me and Kathy have been debt-free since 1982. We have no debt in this place. If you send $20, the whole $20 goes into world evangelism. You send $20 million, and we do have a $20 million donor coming. That's a fact.
Amen.
And 100% goes into world evangelism. How do I do that? Go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you hit the donate button. You can give that way if you want to. Or you can use PayPal. And that's another way. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you like. Now, Kathy likes the next one, the JDM apps. That way you can select the giving you want. It's such a blessing. Or you can be like the old white-headed guy here. You can mail in a donation.
The reason I like the app is because you can continue watching and still go there because you can even hear the word of God
Amen.
While you're doing other
Praise
things on your phone or something.
And I hope you do that. To all my partners and friends, thank you for all that you do for this ministry.
Yes.
People were so touched the other night because you sent me.
Right.
And I mean that sincerely. And we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Right.
We will complete our destiny and reach our destination. And Vern, I'm for you, man. Thank you for being a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and let me read two more
ahead.
More testimonies before we go off. Beatty says, hi, Jesse and Kathy. It was so great to meet you in Australia.
Ooh, we had a good
time.
So
appreciate you both coming to Australia. It was such a blessing. So we just say hi to all our Australian friends. We made new friends while we were there and got to meet our old friends as well.
Sure.
Georgette says, beautiful blessings and great expectations have been fulfilled in my life since listening to the chats weekly. It keeps me uplifted. I'll be sending my testimony regarding my finances soon.
I love the way
God's touching people that consistently watch, because I think it stirs them up, and after they get through watching, they get in the Word for themselves.
Well, consistent is a very good word you use. You consistently watch, you consistently give. Now, you know, people get mad at me when I say that. Look, do you know why I can say that? I'm not taking this money. It ain't coming to me. You understand? I consistently give. I'm constantly. It's just such a blessing of the Lord to be a blessing. So thank you for watching today. If you're not a part of the prayer, about becoming one. Now, y'all excuse us. We're going to go off the air and go take a nap. Praise God if we can before we head out again.
Not me. I got a long list. You could nap.
What you going to do?
It would take too long to get into the details.
That's really true. Until next time, this is Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. May God richly bless you. See you soon. Bye-bye.